A lot can happen in 3 minutes. You've shown us that time and again during our 3-minute fiction writing contest. In just 3 minutes, lives begin and end, love is found and lost, empires rise and fall, even the imaginary empires of childhood.
He told me to get out of the mud. I told him that I would never leave my kingdom. He demanded that I put the hose away. I told him that I would not settle for a bird bath when I needed a moat. He told me that I was wasting water. I couldn't tell him to stop dickering, that there were lives at stake. Even though my warriors were winning the imaginary battle, the here and now slowly began its siege.
That's a passage from Ripening by Andrew Morris of Delhi, New York. It was read by our Sean Phillips. Ripening is one of the nearly 4,000 original short stories you submitted during this round of 3-Minute Fiction. Each of those stories had to include 4 words, plant, button, trick, and fly. To see how Andrew Morris used those words and to see what happens when ogres invade, go to our website, npr.org/3-minute-fiction, and that's 3-minute fiction, all spelled out, no spaces. We're posting some of our favorite stories there, and soon our judge, novelist Ann Patchett, will pick a winning story and read it on the air.